Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
We thank God. We have a wonderful Father. We is happy when we are happy. And in His presence is a fullness of joy. Hello. If you come to church and you are not happy, I doubt if you have a father. You know, some of us grew up that when daddy is at home, when a pin drops, you will hear. So some daddy have killed anointing and gifting by their presence at home. Everybody behaves, even though they become who they are not. Many fathers have turned their children into what God did not create them for. If your children are not rejoicing and jumping up in your presence, where should they do that? Where? So, see, a close friend of mine, uncle, died. And the children were close to him. And one of the child told him, thank God, daddy is gone. Yeah. The child was like 7 or 8, between 7 and 9 at that time. He doesn't know the implication of the father's death. All what he knew, that there is freedom. I can talk. I can dance. I can jump up because daddy is gone. What kind of a father are you? If your children can't rejoice in your presence, go back to 18th century. They can't play music. They can't watch video. They can't do anything. You are even competing with television time with them. Because you don't get money. Go and get 12 view. What did they call that one? Many of them don't even get to us. They don't know where it's going to. Go and get extra view. You are watching one, they are watching one. No, from today, the television belongs to your children. Not to you. Just have fathers backing everywhere. Did your children vote for the government in power? Now, it's not you vote. Why are you transferring your aggression on your children? We are here together. People, am I speaking your mind? Fathers are no longer policemen. Don't make yourself one. Many people's imagination about who a father is faulty. You are not the commander in chief. You are not the terrible in chief of your family. You are the source. You are the one that gives hope. Whatever your children cannot do in your presence, what if what your children do in your absence is different from what they do in your presence? You are already failing like a father. If what they can do in your absence, they can't do in your presence, you are already failing as a father. Many fathers don't know their children. Many children don't know their fathers. Luke chapter 1 verse 17. Luke 1, 17. Just want to continue from where I stopped verse service. And he will go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the heart of the fathers to the children. Never will you see anywhere in the Bible where the Bible says to turn the heart of a mother to the children. The heart of the mothers are always with the children. But for the fathers, God is saying by the proclamation of the gospel, by the making of the way of John the Baptist, he will turn the heart of their fathers unto their children. Exodus 20 verse 12.
Exodus 20, 12. I want the whole church to read together. Put it on the screen. Let's read together. Is it there? Let's go. One, two, go. And your mother may be long in the land that the Lord, your God, who is your father? Who was your father? And what kind of a person is he or was he? There are many people carrying different wounds, different pains because of relationship with their fathers. Did you discover that a father can be cruel outside and a father can be cruel at home? A mother can be cruel outside, but it's almost impossible for a mother to be cruel at home. Do you understand what I'm saying? A mother can be terrible, can be yaje, can destroy everybody, but when it comes to his children, her children, he covers the children. But a father can turn against the wife, turn against the children, turn against everybody, and fight everybody. That's why by the gospel we want to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children. But listen to me. No matter how terrible or how good your father is, there is something that you owe your father. You owe your father honor. Whether he paid your school fees or not, whether he was there or not, whether he was available or not, you owe your father honor. Do you know, sir? Like I asked them in the first service, if President Buhari enters this place, what do you think will happen? Will I say upstand? Will I ever say upstand? Whenever he enters, what will you do? All of you will do what? Were you not the one abusing him yesterday? Why are you standing up today? Upon all the name, terrible good that you call Buhari, when he enters this day, what do you do? You do what? You stand up. Why? Honor is given to whom honor is due. Your father deserves honor. Whether he's good, bad, terrible, killer, murderer, whatever he is, dead or alive, your father deserves honor. Do we understand? He deserves honor from you. In the first service, we look at why we gave reasons why we must honor our fathers. And remember, anything I say today is you honor your father and your mother. It goes both ways, but it's Father's Day. So I'm concentrating on father. Do you understand what I'm saying? Along the way, I'm abusing parents. Honor. So in the first service, we look at why we must honor. In this second service, I want us to look at how do we honor our fathers. So remember, we have set the pace in the first service, lay the foundation, that it doesn't matter who they are, what they have done, they deserve honor. How then do you honor a father that was not there? How then do you honor a father that every Father's Day, you don't come to church because of him? People are celebrating fathers, your remembrance of your father, how is negative? How do you celebrate a father that was not fatherly? Before you blame your father, know that many fathers do not know their left from right, just like you. Know that many fathers are human. Know that just like nobody called you and told you that this is how to father, your father was not told how to father. Note that when your father was young, he discovered that fathers always beat. That's the only thing they do. So father, he also learned always to beat. You are shouting too much. Bah, bah. You have, when I was growing up, my dad, around, after we have finished eating in the evening, we have a court, like a court in my house, where my father will sit down and call. My father will never beat you without a judgment. Sit down. What did you do? Say from today, anybody that does that, six stroke of a cane. I don't know why he writes it down. But I told you 2 months ago, anybody that does it, that before you are beaten, you'll be judged. You will say your own. It will remind you of the Garden of Eden.
Fathers are wonderful.
But when the only thing you are known for is discipline, you will be termed wicked. Are we seeing, church? Our fathers deserve honor. How then do we honor them? Number one, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1. How do you honor your father? Before we go to Ephesians 6, 1, I want to say something I said the first service that you must understand, that the authority of your father is seasonal. The honor for father is perpetual. Between age 1 and 20, 21, 25, the more the child is growing, the authority of a father upon the child reduces of a parent. But the honor given to a father or a mother is constant. I can't imagine if my father was alive to be telling me what to be doing in my family now. He can't do that because his authority ends or reduces at a certain point in my life. When a parent does not understand that authority diminishes at a certain time, he will cause problems for himself or herself and the children. Listen to me. When your child gets married, you don't have authority over his nuclear family. Don't make the job of your son being a husband difficult from your son, especially if you stay with your son. That is why they ask all those stupid questions. If you are married and you just bought a car, who will sit in the front? Who will sit in the front? My mother should go and sit in the front of my father's car. Is it not straightforward? But because parents don't know where authority ends, they are causing problems everywhere. Are we here? Or you don't agree with me? Okay, marry your mother. Pastor, you don't know what my mother did. She's not the first one that will do it. After she has gone, somebody will still do. Your mother is not your helper. It's God that is your helper. Using your mother for you. Go and ask people that don't have mothers. Hello? Are you here? I don't want to divert. You see, there are some reasons why the people that help you have problems. When you turn them to God, when they replace God in your life, God starts giving them problems. In fact, some people's father have problems. Some people's mother have problems because of who you are taking them to be. And God said, I want to teach you a sense and a lesson that I'm the only one that can help you. So he gives those people problems. Your mentality and your thinking is giving some people that love you problems. Hello, do you understand? I look at something and I laugh. My word, he's my word. He's the only son that shines in. Eh? Not God, your wife, Abby. Your mother. Okay. If not for mercy, would I be in trouble? My father, the only son. My mother, the only moon. My wife, the whole world to me. Jesus, where is he? Where? The only... You are the source of your problem and the problem of people you love. Do you know that there are many worship songs in church that you can change to love songs? There will be no difference. I love you more than anything. I love you more than anyone. I love you. You are the love of my life. You are the hope that I cling to. You mean more than... Why am I looking at you? Let me go this way. I want to trade you. As if I'd go, pepper them. I wouldn't trade you for riches until you are my head. Do you know that some love songs can put you into trouble? It will make your girlfriend, your whatever you call them, your boo-boo-boo. It will replace God in your life. You will be in trouble. Be careful. When writing love poems, separate between your spouse and God. Do you understand what I'm saying? But that's not what I'm here to talk about. So, how then do we honor our parents? Number one, Ephesians 6:1. Remember, honor is perpetual as long as you are alive. As long as your parents are alive. As long as they have gone, you must honor them. Don't say your parents are dead now. Then you start saying wrong things, negative things about them. You must honor them. Number one way to honor our children. Let's go, our parents. Number one, let's read together. One, two, go. Children, obey your parents in the law, for this is as long as you still have a father, you still have a mother, whether you are 89 or 99, this is for you. Honor your father. Obey. The number one way of honoring our parents is obedience to our parents. Now you see, sometimes our parents can be naughty. Sometimes our parents have some ideas. Sometimes we have some agendas that are against the plan and the purpose of God. And that is why God did not just say, honor, obey your parents. He says, obey your parents, what? In the Lord. When you have left an age, when your parents don't have a perpetual authority over you, you are old, you are an adult, you can vote. What is the age of voting in Nigeria? 18. But remember, when you want to tell your father that I'm old, I can vote, rent the house and leave the house first. You can't live under your father's roof and be forming big boy. Obey your parents in the law. So there are some instructions and some things they want that are against the word of God. At that time, you obey God and His word over and above your parents. But in every other thing, obey your parents as long as it will not put you into trouble. Help me tell somebody, say, obey your parents. Obey your parents. Tell another person, say, obey your parents. You know, we have a generation that hides in darkness and says some things in light. Makachuku Eze. Can that be a name of somebody? I'm looking for an alias. Zico Pele 2. Messi Ronaldo 3. He's on Facebook. He's 16 years old. He's insulting 99-year-old people. And he's a star. Everyone is clapping for him. Hey, yes, I like the way you give him. You don't serve him breakfast. Is that what you say now? You don't serve him breakfast. They will soon serve you breakfast. You can't hide under Facebook to dishonor people. You can't hide. There are some of you, if you meet those people physically, you can't even lift your head to brother. But because you are hiding somewhere, you are insulting somebody's father because of politics. Don't worry. Election will go, come and go. February. We'll see what will come become of you. Except the person is an illegitimate child in this church. Don't dishonor, insult people online because of your choices. See, listen to me. You are obedient. Be passionate about it. You want to take this country back? Take it back. We are behind you. Don't clap. Oh, you don't know me. Don't clap. You are obituary. Now you're Allah. You are gigantic. You want this to continue. Now you're Allah. Be passionate about it. You are articulated. Free enterprise. Be passionate about it. But don't lose your friends, insult people because of that. Obi is not the enemy of Atiku. Tinubu is not the enemy of Atiku. Tinubu and Atiku were following Yahadua together. 1989 to 1992, they are in the same camp. They are not against each other. It is only stupid people in church. Let me remove church. Stupid people that don't know what it means, that are fighting one another because of them. Do you understand? You are seeing church. I suspect there are people that abuse people online in this church. They are not talking. So let me focus on what I'm talking about. So we need to honor our parents by being good and obedient to them. I wish I can share some stories about opportunities people have lost because of their WhatsApp status and what they wrote there. I wish I can share it. See, waiting day my heart. You can never see it on Facebook. Waiting day my heart. You need to talk to me one by one, one on one, for you to understand it. And that's if I want to tell you. Be wise. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Hello, do you understand what I'm talking about? I've had people post this online and somebody copied and sent it to their bosses and they lost their job. This was shared with me. Somebody going to America and getting to the, what do we call it? To the immigration point. And he was asked for his phone. He gave them phone. They opened your WhatsApp. They opened the WhatsApp and saw some things there. They said you cannot enter this country. Beware what you are doing online. Are you here in church? Say amen if you understand what I'm saying. Okay, so number one, obey your parents. Number two, Leviticus 19:3. How do we honor our parents? Leviticus 19:3. Can we all read together? Let's go. One, two, go. Every one of you shall revere his mother and his father. And you shall keep my Sabbath. I am the Lord. You shall have respect for your father. Don't mind that man. Your father. What did he do for me? What did he do for me? See, you can complain about how your father messed things up. Do it respectfully. Are we still in church? How do we honor our father? Respect. Do you know there are many people I know their relationship with their father, that you will never hear anything negative about their father. Some of them, you have seen their post today about their father. I look at him and say, this man will go far. We knew how the father had treated them. But if you see what the person is writing, you'll be shocked. You will think he's the only holy person on earth. It is how you take your father that will help you take your father. Do you understand? If you say he's bad, we'll help you project him as wicked. If you say he's good, we'll help you project him as righteous. However you sell your father to us, we will multiply it and tell the world who he is. But for you, revere your father. Respect your father. How do we honor our parents? Have high regard for your parents. Never have anything negatively to say about them publicly. Within your family and all those, voila, go and shout and settle. Don't go out. Talking about the uselessness of a father. Some people already know he is. Don't use his left hand to describe your father. If you're an African, you understand what I mean? Beware. Can I beg you? Don't let Western culture put you into trouble. Your father is still your father. How do we honor our father? Exodus 21, 15 to 17. Oh yeah, I want us to read together to the church. See, there's nothing that must happen that you and your father are having wrestling and people are coming to separate you. You will die before your time. Nothing. Let's reach God out. 15 to 17. Let's go. Whoever strikes his father or his mother shall be put to death. Continue. Whoever steals a man or sells him, and anyone finds in possession of him, shall be put to death. 17. That is why many people are living, they are existing, but they are dead already. Listen to me. Don't ever in your life curse your father. You can disagree with your father. Don't ever in your life curse your father. I regret the day you born me. Now you are the one that will suffer the consequences. Am I saying he's a good person? No! I know he's terrible. I know he's wicked. I know he's evil. Then leave judgment to God, not you. Are we still here? Anybody here that does not know their father, your father left you while you were young and all those things, and you have gone through pain, I ask that the Lord will suit your pain in the name of Jesus. But before you make up your mind about your father, hear your father's perspective of that story. Hello. In fact, all this thing I'm talking about, I'm really talking to men, boys, male, even more than female. Your father and your mother quarrel. Let them settle their matter. Don't be too involved in it. Except for resolution. Don't be involved in it to take sides. Be involved in it for resolution. Don't carry an unnecessary cause upon your head. How do we honor our parents? By speaking only good about them. Not evil. When they are alive and after they have gone, speak only good about them. Pastor, would that not be a lie? Then don't say anything. Would that not be a lie? Don't say anything. Speak only good about your father. How do I honor my father? Appreciate them. Affirm them. Commend your father. What if there is nothing to appreciate? Grang, grang. Good morning, Dad. I just said I should check on you. God bless you. How many seconds? 10 seconds. Cut the cord. Cut the call if you have nothing to say. Never abandon your father. How do I honor my father? 1 Timothy 5, verse 8. And listen to me. You know, many times we tell you when you are married, you have your family, take care of your family. But that does not mean you should abandon your parents and dishonor them. Wives, Iyawalarede, interpretation, legal wife, Abi. Is it legal wife? You know, some people, when they get wedded and they are doing this, the day they are doing, they are showing the family that I go show you. And not go provide for you again. Whatever you do to your in-law, it will be done to you. Are you here? That you are married to that person does not excuse the person from the responsibility to their parents. If you are wise, you will enjoy your marriage. If you are stupid, we'll be praying for you. Can I share this with you? Let the wife be the one that sends things or credit the account of the other wing of the family. Let the husband be the one that sends things or credit the other wing of a family. Not mommy. Imagine, don't let my wife know quickly. Whenever you say don't let my wife know, don't let my husband know, you are a bastard in that marriage. You are the one causing your own problem. But let's not do marriage counseling. 1 Timothy 5, verse 8. Can we all read together? But if anyone... Let's read together. Let's read it. But if anyone does not provide for his relatives, and especially what? The members of his household. Hey. He has done what? What has he done? If you deny the faith, where are you going? If you deny the faith, where are you going? You don't want to answer. Where are you going? You are going outside. He has denied the faith and what? And is worse than an unbeliever. There are many people in church that are jumping up, that are preaching, they are leading prayer, they are worse than an unbeliever. They are on their way to hell. Why? They are not providing for their family. The children did not beg you to bring them to the world. They must not beg you to provide for them. If you are stuck, don't say, oh Lord, because of this children you have given me, oh Lord, have mercy. See what God will do for you. Some of you don't have enough. Your children are 12. Who told you a 4-year-old, 5-year-old child cannot reason? Boy, things are not coming the way it is before. So you will manage this. I promise you, when things move, I will make it up for you. You will know the kind of prayer that boy will pray for you. But when you don't talk, I say, you people don't know. You don't know what is happening there. You don't know what is happening there. Who told you they want to know? Nobody wants to know. They don't want to know anything. Anyone that does not take care of his household. Because I will have want to read it from the beginning for you to see. It was talking about the fact that if there is a widow in your family, it is not the child that must take care of the widow. It is you. It is when the widow has no children and is old. That is when the child takes care. But you now have people whose parents are widow. They are working. They are sending their parents to church. Say, go and ask their money for church. Church will give you something for widow. You are a disgrace. Your mother is alive. You are alive. And your mother is begging. Let God accept that you are a disgrace. He that does not provide for his family is worse than infidel. Now, your father is alive. Your mother is alive. They are not enjoying anything from you. They have no record of your giving. Why? You are married. To who? To who? Who is that kind of wife or that kind of husband that is denying a parent of their rights in their old age? And you want to grow old? How do we honor our parents? By providing for them. How do we honor our parents? Proverbs 23:22. Proverbs 23:22. How do we honor our parents? Can we all read together? Let's go. Let's go. Listen to your father who did what? Who gave you life? And do not despise your mother when she is old. Did you know that I discovered that when our parents get old, they keep sharing the same story over and over again? My experience with my mother, that she has left, and she will see after 6 months or see after 3 months, we'll sit down. That's one of the things my children miss about my mother. In fact, when my mother comes, we go to our room and we sit down. I might not be out for 3 months, three hours. We'll be talking. Do you know what, sir? That thing you are talking about, when she came last, same thing. Same thing. Hey, mommy, you have said it before. Listen, look at the screen. What do? Listen to your father who gave you life. And do not despise your mother when she is old, because she will keep saying the same thing. It will get you angry, but never ever despise it. That is honor.
Don't worry.
Forgive me, non-Yoruba speaking people. Listen to your parents.
How do you honor your parents?
Pray for your parents.
You know what?
Your parents are always praying for you.
You have them alive.
Pray for them. See, what do they need from you?
Okay, look at me now. At this my young age,
I look at what do I need? When I was much younger, I felt eating meat was the best of everything. By the time I grow old, the kind of meat I'll be eating. Now, all the meat there, I know if you eat them. In fact, my teeth say, wahala. What do you want to give me? What do I want? I just want to eat and have good people around me. If you ask me, that's all what I want now. When my mom was alive, if I send money to her, that same day she would call and said, he has given this and this and this and this the money. And another person is available there who the money has not reached. I did not send money to you for them. I send money to you for you. But she does not need the money. She has a car at home with people to drive her. She doesn't enter the car. She walks. What does she need? Pray for them. Our time is fast spent, but I will not end without telling you this.
Forgive your parents. That's how you honor them. See, there's no matter how good your father or your mother is, they will have stepped on your toes one time or the other. Especially when you are around 18, 20, and you feel you have arrived, they will tell you there is curfew in this house. 7 p.m. I saw a joke online of a woman whose father and mother were staying with her, and they went out. So while they were coming after 7, he stayed at the door and said, where are you coming from? Did you check your time? This is after 7. You cannot enter this house. So, and they were all laughing. That was what the parents were doing to her. They will have stepped on your toes. They will have done many things. Every one of us have something our parents did that we do not agree with. But we choose to forgive. Honor your parents, your father, by forgiving your father. I beg you in the name of the Lord, don't abandon your parents, especially your father in their old age. Communicate, call, and the blessings of the Lord shall be your portion. In the name of Jesus. So as we close, how do we honor our parents? By obeying them, by respecting them, by speaking only good about them, by appreciating, affirming, and commending them, by supporting and providing for them, by listening to them and not despising them, by praying for them, by forgiving them, whatever they have done. One of the greatest honors you can ever give your parents is to consult them. Can you let your parents, apart from your wife and your children, be the first person that hears any news about you? I'm about to do this. Pray for me. You think you are a prayer warrior? Some people's 3 hours prayer is not as effective as a 1 minute declaration of your father. You think you can pray? That man you refuse to call is your father. He is a source that can lift you to where you want to be. Make up with your father, please. Lift your right hand up.
Everybody lift your right hand up. Say after me, compulsorily. After that, you think about it. Say, I will call my father today. Some people no answer. Lift your hand, say, I will call my father today. And if you are like me, who our fathers which are in heaven? Is there anybody here? Our fathers which are in heaven. We plenty for church. What are we going to do? Are we going to call our mom? Are we going to call our mothers? Some of us, our mother and father, our parents, which are any our parents which are here, we are, let me see, our parents, which are here, we are, oh my God. May the Lord comfort you on every side. Did you hear what I said? Your father has keys to some things, even though he's a bad person, according to you. According to you, the president is bad or whatever. But when he comes here, you give him honor. Make sure you give your father honor. Not because he deserves it, but because it is for your own. I ask that the Lord will bless you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or Mixlr audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays, and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.